This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Chris McDaniel. 200 jobs are expected to be cut across the four University of Missouri campuses. Governor Jay Nixon urged universities to keep tuition prices to a minimum, despite a decrease in state funding. But by increasing in-state tuition to only 3%, the UM system estimates a $47 million budget shortfall. MU Chancellor Brady Deaton didn't express much concern about the estimated 200 lost jobs affecting MU's faculty.
That's a system-wide figure. Here at Missouri, I think we talked about maybe 50, 55 jobs, something in that range. But those mostly will be positions that we'll simply not fill. And then there's enough momentum and turnover that we're hopeful that, you know, there'll not be any actual lost jobs.
871 high school students suffered concussions last fall, according to a new survey. Unsurprisingly, 75% of those concussions happened to football players. State lawmakers made the survey mandatory last year, so there isn't any previous data with which to compare it. Pat Forbis, member of the Sports Medicine Advisory Committee, wants to raise awareness for the dangers of high school sports. He says concussions affect people under 19 years old in a different way than for older athletes.
If a student athlete would return to sports with symptoms and they receive another concussion, they can receive what they call a second impact, which 50% of the students who do this have severe brain injury and significant that it alters their life, and then the other 50% die.
The Sports Medicine Advisory Committee will conduct another survey this summer to gain more detailed information. Missouri House members have voted to reject a plan that would increase property taxes for the best farms. Property taxes for farms are based on the land's productive value. Farms are divided into eight groups based on land quality, with the best in grade 1 and the worst in grade 8. The Missouri Tax Commission has recommended increasing productive values for the four highest grades. House Republican Casey Guernsey says flooding and natural disasters make it a bad time for a tax increase on farmers. 11 states have been issued waivers from some provisions of the federal No Child Left Behind Act, but Missouri was not one of them. But as Maria Altman reports, the State Board of Education is trying to change that.
Missouri has until next Tuesday to get its application into the U.S. Department of Education. Margie Van Deven with the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education says one goal is to focus more on helping schools than on sanctioning them. She says the lowest performing buildings would be given priority with more funding and attention on how to improve learning.
The bottom line is student learning, and the sense around the interventions would be focusing on the instructional strategies required to help students to learn in a variety of manners.
11 states were granted waivers earlier this month in the first round. Missouri should learn late this spring whether its application has been granted. I'm Maria Altman.
For KBIA News, I'm Chris McDaniel.